päästä oikeaan disco-fiilingiin.
Hello all and welcome to the instructional video on the comprehensive bank dataset. I built the dataset to help you to conduct empirical research in your thesis. It would be too much to require students to build a dataset for thesis work because building a dataset consumes a considerable amount of time. In addition, the former data stream dataset that we had was a little bit too old because it ended from 2015. Therefore, it had to be replaced by a more recent one. The dataset is built of data stream data. As you most probably already know, data stream is a commercial online database to which we have access rights here in the JSBE. If you wish to use data stream for downloading data, you can access it by using our login credentials. Approach any staff member for the credentials and login instructions. We have a license for 5 concurrent users, thus 5 users can be simultaneously logged in. Therefore, it is recommendable to log out from DataStream after you have finished downloading data. I uploaded the dataset to Moodle as an Excel file and also as a DTA file, that is Stata's file format. If you do not already have Stata, ask Mika Haapanen for installing instructions. We have an on-site license for Stata, therefore you can install it on your home computer and use it comfortably from the safety of your home. The user license does not have any restrictions on the number of simultaneous users. Nonetheless, you do not have to use Stata unless that is what you wish. There are many programs that can be used for statistical analysis, and if you are familiar with some other statistical package, you are free to use that. The data used in this dataset is income statement and balance sheet data. Even if DataStream is not a bank-focused database, it has a good coverage, at least, of Western European banks. The dataset includes most of the so-called significant institutions as designated by the ECB. The significant institutions are the banks that are directly supervised by the ECB. However, I also included several countries outside the euro area: Sweden, Denmark, Switzerland, Norway, and Iceland. The dataset contains many familiar banks, such as, for example, Santander from Spain or Deutsche Bank from Germany. From Finland, there is Nordea. From Sweden, there are SEB and Svenska Handelsbanken, just to mention a few. The sample period is from 2005 to 2018. I will update the dataset more or less frequently. The year 2019 was not yet available when I constructed the first and the second versions of this dataset. Nonetheless, I am sure that financial information for the year 2019 will be available in DataStream in the spring of 2021. Typically, there is a quite long delay because companies often publish their annual reports in March or in April. It takes time to collect the information from the web and update it to the database. Therefore, there is typically a delay of 1 year or something similar before the coverage is sufficient for the additional year.